from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Donnie Football, Jason Mackey in for Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss on a beautiful now Friday afternoon, just after 12 o'clock. And that music means it is time for a Bechtold breakdown. But first, we do have some programming breaking news that we got from our guy, City Limits. We will be chatting a little bit about the TBT basketball tournament with the Zoo Crew, the former Pitt Panthers, and we'll get to chat with one of the great Pitt Panthers of the 2000s, LaVance Fields, in a little bit over 20 minutes, Jason.
What does he think? He can just break into our show just like that?
Hey, man, yeah, I'll let him do it. I'll let him do it. He was on one of the most memorable Pitt teams of my lifetime, and a small dude in stature, but man, he had some big moments. I will never forget. And I know it's, you know, a relatively meaningless game. One of the Pitt basketball moments that is entrenched into my brain for good reason. His game-winning three against Duke at Madison Square Garden way back in, I guess it would have been December of 08.
Wow.
Epic moment,
dude. I'll just make this point very quickly, but with Jeff Capel getting extended, I am so pro that move because Capel has Pitt basketball back to days like that. In that direction. I'm not saying it's exactly what it was at the height of its powers, but it's so nice to have Pitt basketball here, relevant, competitive. You're excited about what they're going to do. Jeff Capel's been a huge part of that. But, yeah, to the LaVance Fields stuff, man, what a player.
Yeah, Pitt basketball back to relevance, which is very fun. But without further ado, you hear the music. Bechtold breakdown time. Limits.
The Bechtold breakdown for Friday, July 19th. Here we go. Jason touched on it a little bit, how Jeff Capel is extended through 2029-30. You know, Donnie, I don't think there's a coach that at least I've covered and been around. I've probably been around Capel more than any other college coach or any local high school coach outside of Baldwin, other than maybe Andy Toole for RMU. The way he goes about his business and has turned this program around from, you know, the depths of despair to being a tournament team last year, should have been a tournament team this year, and bringing in a pretty good roster for this year, I think it's deserved for Capel. And I've really grown to like the guy a lot and think he's doing a really good job.
I think it's absolutely deserved. I was a little bit surprised that it came in like news dump fashion. It wasn't
celebrated.
It was just something that came across your Twitter timeline. You saw Pitt release a, they sent out a news release about it. It was really just a bulletin. I thought maybe we'd get like a press conference out of it or something. I mean, his tenure at Pitt, I think, should be celebrated a little bit more. Now, I mean, has he gotten this team to a Final Four or even an Elite Eight or Sweet 16? No, but think about where he brought them from. In his first couple of seasons, I'll be honest, I thought, man, they might not get out of this very well with Jeff Capel, because the Stallings era was a disaster. And the first few years with Capel, he hit some very rocky bottoms. He had to deal with a ton of team turmoil that they finally got clear of. He saw a lot of promising players leave the program. He then learned to handle the transfer portal on the other side of things very well. Blake Hinson was a huge get for this program, along with many of the other guys that were on that tournament team. Hinson, I've had people say, and Christopher Carter of the Post-Gazette, I remember having him on this season, this past season, right before we got to Selection Sunday. He said that Blake Hinson, one of the most impactful two-year players in Pitt history, and I think he's right. I mean, he had a massive impact on getting this program back to relevancy, and Jeff Capel deserves a ton of credit for where they're at right now.
Yeah, I think at Nike Sabandi, Nelly Cummings, two of the guys that are playing on this current TBT team that's tipping off this weekend, and just the renaissance that Jeff Capel had. If he did not have that season and that team, who knows what the future of Pitt basketball would have looked like. That was kind of like a make-or-break type of year for Capel, and he made it out to be incredible.
Yeah, and I don't envy Capel for the situation that he walked into, Austin.
No.
I don't. I mean, it's ugly. You're trying to take a place where people are actively trying to leave and make it one where people actively want to stay and that you can attract more talent. If you take a step back and think about that, like, Pitt is bringing in talent now either via traditional recruiting, the transfer portal, or whatever. People where it makes sense for them to stay are staying. Just wasn't happening that way in the past, and that doesn't happen overnight in college athletics.
Jason, Pittsburgh was the highest rated city by far watching the All-Star game with a 9.9 rating, just barely getting close to 10. Blew away Philadelphia, who was second place at 8.6. I've made this argument for years that Pittsburgh is by far and away undeniably a baseball town, and if everybody was good, the Steelers are obviously king and number one. I don't think there's any disputing that. But then it's the Pirates and then everyone else with a huge bit of separation, even though we know how well the Penguins have been over the last two decades. I think that if this team can explode and make their way into the playoffs, I mean, Bucko Fever is going to reign supreme again.
Skeens of Mania, brother. Running up on you.
We'll be ripping shirts off. I mean, I'll be at a playoff game ripping my shirt off if they get there.
You won't have a shirt on to start. Who are you kidding? Come on.
I could put Hi Mom on my chest. I mean, I absolutely agree that, you know, we can have plenty of cynical people in this town tell us that it's not a baseball town.
Liars.
All you got to do is win. I know it's easier said than done. I mean, you think back to 10 years ago. I mean, you get chills just thinking about it. Some of the scenes that you got at PNC Park in 13 through 15. And I'm not just saying those playoff games or those wild card games. I'm talking regular season games, too. You can think back to some really big games, really big series that it was just electric at PNC Park.
The idea that this is not a baseball town limits is one of the most insane things that I deal with on our side of things, the newspaper business. I mean, we chart every single thing that people do. How long you stay on the page, how do you get to our story, how many people click on a story, how many people look at it concurrently, right? I obsess over this stuff because it matters to me. It matters in my job. And the Pirates drive traffic, and they have driven traffic. Like, there were years, two or three years ago, I was second only to our Steelers guys. Couple years, I think it might have been last year, like I was second to only Dulac in traffic. Like, oh, really? Nobody cares about the Pirates, huh? Y'all got a funny way of showing it by just, maybe you're just like hate reading stuff. I don't know. I mean, people are hesitant to go to games, I think, because they want to see the Pirates put forth an investment in the team. But don't give me the crap that people don't care about the Pirates. They do.
Yinzerpalooza weekend at the ballpark and all throughout Pittsburgh with a Wiz Khalifa bobblehead on Saturday. I know that's a hot commodity for you, maybe, Donnie. I know you're not going to any of the games you tweeted. But as
a rapping Wiz Khalifa bobblehead.
That's right. But as Mr. Pittsburgh, or maybe your second place, so Russell Wilson, who's trying to be Mr. Pittsburgh right now, what is your favorite part of not just the city and everything, but the Yinzerpalooza experience? There's a pierogi eating contest. I'm just going to be sitting out there with my buddies on Saturday watching the game out by the bullpens like I typically try to do and just kind of soak it all in, especially against Philadelphia, which it always seems to be against.
Well, first off, I do think there is a bit of a ball drop here from the organization, and I'm not taking too heavy of a shot at them. They were home on April 20th. How do you not have the Wiz Khalifa bobblehead on 420?
Yeah.
Because I don't... That idea. They
How do you not have it on 420?
Where there's smoke, there's fire, Donnie. It has to be this Saturday.
Oh, there's going to be plenty of smoke.
They got burned by that one.
Yeah. But you mentioned the pierogi eating contest. I've actually had somebody, and it's somebody who works at PNC Park, works at a lower level of the organization, sort of a game day ops type deal, like around the stadium, not necessarily for the team. That is a friend of a friend, has reached out to me in the past about entering the Mrs. T's hot dog eating contest. Or not hot dog, pierogi eating contest. I got the hot dogs from a couple weeks ago in my mind. I did not do it last year. I won't be able to do it this year. I do have to try to make that happen in the future, because I know whichever game I was at last year for Yinzerpalooza weekend, it was either the Friday or Saturday. I did get a pretty good kick out of the pierogi eating, and I think I would enjoy it. As long as it's not the sauerkraut ones, I can't do it.
Jason, I'm sure you'll be at the ballpark this weekend.
I will. I'll be there on Friday. I won't be there Saturday and Sunday, though. I'm going up to Cooperstown for Leland. So good reason to miss, but I'll be there one night. Sounds like somebody's scared of the pierogi eating.
Yeah, he doesn't want to take a part, especially after the hot dog eating contest. No more food eating contests around here.
I can't get there. I have a doctor's appointment that night. I think we're on vacation.
Well, I do know this. I can say for a fact that those pierogies will not be like triple the size they should be, like the hot dogs we had to deal with.
I got two more for you.
Go ahead.
Over 2.2 million unique players played EA Sports College Football 25 during the early access portion. It hasn't even been officially launched to the world until today. So, Donnie, there is somebody who went to Waynesburg with me that has created a Waynesburg team in EA Sports College Football 25. Shout out Carter Newcomb. And I think, I don't know if it's just him that can play as Waynesburg or if he can share that with other people. Maybe there is a chance that I can rebuild Waynesburg one day.
Now, did he make like their current roster, or did he try to make some sort of all-time team?
He made like John F. Wiley, I think, the current roster. He's got the colors, like the burnt orange, the regular Waynesburg helmet, the black helmet, the white helmet, all the above.
So I'll suggest this. If you want to find a good Waynesburg team, he does have to go back about a decade. I'm not saying that
beating W and J.
Yes, I was on that last team to beat W and J. I'll beat that drum until it happens again. I was only a freshman, but hey, I could have been a scout team MVP. I could have been a key piece of that upset finally taking place. But man, that was a really good squad that I was on. If you ever go back to like the last 10 or so years, and I'm not even saying just the year I was there, but like 2011 through 14, that was a pretty high point for Waynesburg football in recent memory. So if you're looking to make a team from at least the last 10 years or so, I suggest going back there, because I know the last handful of years, it hasn't been the greatest.
Doesn't seem there's a Westminster College team yet, Jason.
I know.
It's open for you, Jason.
This is ridiculous. I was just about to say, I've been in this studio for 2.5 hours, and there's far too much Waynesburg talk. We talk about Westminster, there should be a Westminster team.
Jason, how annoying is it to you, because it's annoying to me and I didn't even go there, which I also found out through gorgeous Charlie Borges, one of our producers here. You, Charlie, and my brother-in-law were actually all, not at the same time, but you guys were all in the same fraternity.
Yes, we were. Sigma Phi Epsilon.
Yes, and you had the The older lady who makes all the food, she's still around. Yeah.
She's great.
My brother-in-law sends her a Christmas card every year.
Oh, T was the greatest, man. So can I tell a brief story?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is so funny. So T was this older lady who would cook us lunch and dinner Monday through Friday in the frat house. And she was somebody who worked in a frat house for like 30 years. She was occasionally vulgar, but very funny. and she would yell, "Hey, Yins want fries!" You know, at lunch. And you know, just like screaming in the frat house. So I've told my boys this, who are 5 and 10. And so our younger one, Teddy, will go around the house around dinner time and go, "Hey, Yins want fries!" You're killing me. But anyway, just to hear a five-year-old walk around saying Yins want fries.
Do you ever get bugged, though, whenever people mess it up and they call it Westminster?
I haven't gotten any Westminster.
No.
That was Lanny's first lesson when we stepped in the door.
I feel to call it Westminster?
To not call it Westminster.
Okay. Because it might. I've covered a lot of sports around the conference. I mean, I do things with the PAC Sports Network every fall and winter season. You always get Westminster. The other one that drives me through a wall is St. Vincent's.
Yeah,
and I get that
I've
from
heard
people.
That a lot.
You get that from people that are even around that area, like people that live out in Westmoreland County.
But that's
like,
a
Yinzer
thing,
Vincent's.
Having to pluralize everything.
Yeah, yes. It's his college, St. Yeah. Vincent's like, College.
No, Vincent does not own the college, believe it or not, but
yeah,
you get St. Vincent's a ton, and you get Westminster a ton. I feel like that's got to drive people buggy.
Well, you have buggies up there, too.
Oh, yeah, you
Amish
do.
Amish horse and buggies. But, yes, it's Westminster.
All right, Donnie, one more quick one before we get to LeVance Fields. 30 seconds. I wore a Big Brother shirt because I like the reality TV show. Call me weird. I don't care. On Wednesday, Joe and Paul said nothing about it. I know you kind of like reality TV. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
The show Big Brother?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
quick thoughts on it.
So I never watched Big Brother a ton. Sarah loves reality TV. She
Incredible.
Watches all of them. I mean, she was with some of her friends last night. She was going through shows and podcasts that she listens to, and I had no idea. I mean, that must be me when I get like in-depth sports or like pro wrestling or something with her. It's just in one ear, out the other. Now, her favorite one, which she has turned me on to, is The Challenge.
Yeah, I like The Challenge. Big Brother and The Challenge are the only reality TV shows I watch, and The Challenge was a recent addition.
Yeah, The Challenge I kind of see as like a mix of Survivor and Big Brother.
Yes,
almost.
It is.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't think – I've never gotten into Big Brother, but I can see the appeal.
I'll save you guys some time. I got nothing. I watch no television other than sports. I kid you not. I kid you not. I don't have any time.
Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you, City Limits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this should be a fun little chat. Donnie Football, Jason Mackey with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Austin Bechtold, our guy City Limits behind the glass. I got to credit him for this one. He reached out to me last night. He said, hey, the TBT basketball tournament is going to be getting underway here soon. Do you want me to try to get somebody from the Zoo Crew, the Pitt alumni team? And he gave me a few names. And one of the names he mentioned, I thought, you know, since that was in the group of names he said, Jason, I thought this is a slam dunk, pun intended. I said, you got to get LaVance Fields. LaVance Fields, an assistant coach for the Zoo Crew. And to me, that's a Pitt Hooper I grew up watching. I was in my early teens. He was on some of the very special Pitt basketball teams in the late 2000s. He was on the Pitt basketball team that reached the Elite Eight 15 years ago, nearly the Final Four. We won't talk about why that did not happen, but we are happy to welcome on Mr. LaVance Fields here on 293.7 The Fan. LaVance, Donnie Football, Jason Mackey, back here in the Green Tree Studios. Thanks for coming on, brother. I got to tell you, I don't want you to feel old here, but you know, you went on that run with that legendary Pitt team in the late 2000s. That's one that is very entrenched in my heart. I grew up watching that team, and you brought some very special moments. I have to say, one of the top moments for me that season, it was a regular season game, but you can't talk to LaVance Fields here without bringing up that game-winning three against Duke at the Garden.
Hey, what's up, fellas, man? Thanks for having me on. Hello? Can you hear me?
We got you now. We got you now, LaVance. Donnie was talking about didn't want to make you feel old, but bringing back some old memories of your Pitt days. When you think back to those, what moments stand out to you about your playing career here?
Like you said, definitely one of the best memories and moments was the Duke game, Duke shot against them in the Madison Square Garden. Being that I'm from New York, to be able to do something and perform that well under that pressure situation against that prestigious school was a big deal for me at the time. So that's something I always remember. Obviously, shot against Xavier because it was helping us advance to the Elite Eight. You know, at that point, we was always hearing how we couldn't get past Sweet 16. So that was a big moment I felt for not just myself, for the team and school. And I guess the Big East Championship as well, us just winning, being able to win a championship while I was here. I mean, we was there three straight years in a championship in the Big East. Unfortunately, we lost the first 2 years, first to Syracuse, then to Georgetown, and then the third year we was able to beat Georgetown to win the Big East Championship. I thought that was pretty special as well.
LaVance, what was that like for not only you but also Jamie Dixon? Because leading up to that win in the Big East Championship game, which included an incredible run from you guys, Jamie Dixon had not yet captured a Big East crown. So it meant a lot for you as a player, but had to mean a ton for him as the leader of you guys.
Of course. We was very together from top to bottom, from the coaches to the players. So, once again, that's why I named the Big East Championship. That was a big moment, not just for myself and the players, of course, for Coach Dixon and his staff, you know, for us to finally accomplish something as big as that, playing four games in four nights against really good competition. I think we showed our true colors being able to step up to the challenge.
LaVance, the stuff you guys are doing with TBT, very cool. It's fun reading more about this event and anticipating tip-off tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Just how's the squad looking? How are you enjoying the assistant coaching role? And, you know, just are there any changes from last year's version of the Zoo Crew team to this one?
We enjoy it because we've been out here now for the past 3 years for alumni game that we've been doing with the university and the players. So this year it's been special bringing the TBT here during the same week we're here for alumni week. So it just gave us more time to be together. And the thing that's special, obviously, for this year we get a guy like Lamar Patterson who hasn't been back in Pitt in a few years, and now he's back and he's going to also be able to play. I think his background speaks for itself. It's a good opportunity to play against some good competition. You got Mike Young, you got Jamel Artis, you got Nike Sandaba. I hope I say his last name. Sabandy. I think we really got a good squad, you know, and it's mixed up. You know, we got a couple of guys that, you know, played in different eras, which is great. You know, bring that mixture together. You got Ryan Luther. I think he's going to be able to space the floor as well as, you know, play inside. We just got a good nucleus. I think we'll be fine. We got Nelly, you know, back with us. He played last year, got some experience in the TBT. I think he'll be even better this year. So I'm looking forward to them guys just getting out there competing, man. We just been, you know, putting in a couple of things we think just to have some structure. But, you know, we're going to let them play.
LaVance, you're on a staff with a couple of other guys that Pitt fans will remember. Jermaine Dixon is a fellow assistant coach. Gilbert Brown, the GM/head coach. All of you guys, Pitt hoops legends in your own right. How do you guys go about putting this team together? What has to happen on both sides for you guys to bring in a player and decide, you know, who the best fits are for the roster?
Like you said, those are my two brothers, my two teammates that I've been through a lot of wars with. We just, you know, we nitpicking from each other, man. We kind of all like the similar thing, so it hasn't been hard. And we all played in this tournament, so we want to win. So we just trying to do whatever we think is best for the team. That's why we have different combinations. We also have another guy that he didn't go to Pittsburgh, but he's going to be a really good player. His name is Dunson. He's going to play in the 4-5. He's a stretch. He just signed to play in, I believe, Besiktas in Turkey. He played in Spain this previous year. So we got a very good mixture. We just going to make sure we putting out what we think is the right group at the time and whoever's playing hard, because in TBT, for the amount of money and against the competition you're playing, it's all about effort as well. And we want the guys that's going to be giving max effort out there.
LaVance, I had a question, if you didn't mind, about Jeff Capel. The big story here is a 3-year extension for him. How much have you gotten to know Jeff, and just what would you say about, you know, you've obviously seen Pitt men's basketball at the height of its powers and doing really great things and being an awesome story in this city. You know, how close is Jeff maybe to having the Panthers back in that spot?
I think it was a great idea by the university to do that. I believe he's got this program headed in the right direction. I know sometimes people may want things a little sooner than later, but I think you can see these past 2 years, the team is starting to come together. And for a university to be on the right track, you need a leader. You know, you can't keep switching out leaders. And got to give credit to Heather Leak for making sure she, you know, locked Coach Capel in. I think he does a great job of just communicating. And helping the past come with the present, like keeping everybody involved. He's building a foundation. He's standing on the foundation, and I think that's good for universities, for these players. That's why the teams, the last couple years I've been here, I feel like they've been really close. something like how we were when we were here. Not just in the gym, like off the court, them guys are hanging with each other and building, you know, camaraderie, and that's only going to make them better when the season comes. I think that's why we were so good. Outside of us competing, we always were hanging together. So I think Capo has definitely instilled that and brought that back to the program. And if you're around and you see, you can see them signs of the good things coming and the positive energy.
Talking to Pitt basketball legend LaVance Fields here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, one of the assistant coaches for the Zoo Crew in the TBT tournament that gets started this weekend. LaVance, speaking of Jeff Capel and the positive direction he has turned the tide in here at Pitt, getting this team back to an NCAA tournament 2 seasons ago, getting on the doorstep of another appearance this past year. Pride-wise for you, just being somebody who did play in some big-time games as a member of Pitt basketball, your journey just as a viewer watching what the team the last 2 seasons has done, because it was a roller coaster ride for us fans. It had to be even more so for somebody who played at the high level that you did with the Panthers.
Yes, like you said, you know, last 2 years has been, I feel like, headed in the right direction. Definitely roller coaster. The first year, obviously, being able to get back in the tournament after a couple years not being there was a great feeling. I think that the coaches, along with obviously the players, especially the ones that returned, it was a taste of what's to come. I think we got snubbed last year, even though we kind of, you know, lost a couple games that we shouldn't have. I think we did deserve to be in last year, so unfortunately we didn't, but we just got to make sure we don't leave it up to the decision for the tournament this year. We just got to make sure we win them games we're supposed to early. And as long as we keep competing like I think we are, and the players that Coach Capel has here, we're going to be fine moving forward. I really think so, especially with Jalen Lowe running the ship. I think the program is in good hands.
Talking with Pitt alum LaVance Fields here on 93.7 The Fan about the TBT basketball tournament getting started this weekend, 8 p.m. July 20th. At Peterson Event Center. LaVance, as far as the actual basketball is concerned, how would a casual basketball fan or you, somebody that is not as knowledgeable as yourself, like how might these games look different? What does a team like the Zoo Crew have to do to compete other than making shots? But, I mean, what goes into success at an event like this?
To be honest, not to sound cliche, but just playing hard. You got to play hard, you know. Yes, it's the summertime. You got guys who playing that, you know, obviously have contracts to go over in the fall. But you don't want to be here just being lackadaisical, just trying to get cardio. You know, guys out here competing. So you just want to play maximum effort and play the right way. Because a lot of people is watching and seeing what's going on in the CBC. Once again, it's a lot of top players who play overseas that come and play. So you have an opportunity to compete against players that's playing at the highest level as professionals. And why not put your best foot forward? So in order to win in this kind of tournament, you do need some depth. You need about 8-9 players, I believe. And you need everybody to play hard and really want to be here to win. Not here to, you know, show off what they've been working on in the summer, but to actually do what's needed for the team to win.
The first round matchup for the Zoo Crew is $1 million worth of game. LaVance, what kind of scouting report do you have on your first opponent in this thing?
Well, we know they're from a lot of guys from Temple. I played at Temple University. We'll be watching some film a little later after our practice today. But so far we've seen, obviously, guys can make some shots. They got some good guard play, we feel like, that we got to make sure we pay attention to. But once again, we'll be watching some more film later with the team today to kind of go over what we want to do when the game gets here tomorrow.
LaVance, what's it like for you? How often are you back in town? Where are you now? What's it like just being back around town?
So for the last 3 years, I've pretty much been here every July. We've been coming out here for the alumni game that we've been doing for the past 3 years. With Coach Capel has started and set up with Gil Brown, and we've just been following up with it. So I've been here the past 3 years around this time for about, you know, 3-4 days. Obviously, when they come to the city, whether it's Brooklyn or Jersey or anywhere close, I've been able to catch them, the team play. And I also was here just recently in February when they honored the Elite Eight team. So it's been pretty around the program recently, and always connected through text and speaking with guys since Capel's, you know, been here. So they've been great with me, and I just been trying to show the same love and respect back.
Pitt has had some fun and exciting games while in the ACC, LeVance, but do you ever just sit and watch the games and think, man, I really miss the old school Big East days? I mean, those were some really fun battles to watch.
Of course, man, of course. Can't help but think about it sometimes when you see certain teams and this team in the Big East, but we're in the ACC and it's just, you know, spread out now. But, I mean, you know, everything comes to an end at some point, but of course I always reminisce about just the matchups we had in the Big East, and pretty much no days off every night, man, from 1 to 16, even when they expanded the conference my senior year, it was no nights off, man, and can't replace that. It was a special time.
LeVance Fields.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.